do, you hate white people. You hate white people. No. It's God, judgment, and justice. You understand? Black people, you all don't understand justice. That's why you all get upset talking about, oh, but doesn't God say forgive? And this and we gonna forgive, but he gotta get judged. Is justice right? Coming?
Piss Israelites, the play it safe Israelites.
Right.
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
And so, no. And there'll be some will be saved. No, none will be. They'll be none. Saved. They'll be saved to be enslaved.
No. Anyways, no. Let me show you all some. This is some of you all online right now. Play video number 15 for me. Go to that. Go to that for me, man.
Was put off by Malcolm X.
Why?
Because what he was saying and the way he was saying it was too blunt. It was dangerous. And you didn't say those things in those days.
So he said, listen, I got turned off by Malcolm X. You understand? It's the same way because the things how what Malcolm X was saying back then and the way how he was saying it, you don't say stuff like that. Now, let me tell you all, a lot of you all online is turned off by us. Because the things we say, how we say it, we are very plain, we are very straightforward. God hate the white man, he's going to pay for what he have done. Some of you all have white parents, some of you all love the white man, some of you all got congregations and you try to involve the white man in that. You feel what I'm saying? And we offend you. You know, we offend you. Okay? But guess what? Go back from the beginning and play that again, man. Christ said, blessed is he that is not offended in me. Play that again.
I was put off by Malcolm X.
Some of you are put off by us. Because we straightforward and you all might say, yo, these guys is rude in speech or whatever. These guys is arrogant. Okay, keep playing.
Why?
Because what he was saying and the way he was saying it was too blunt. It was dangerous, and you didn't say those things in those days. I told you, we had been socialized as kids to get around wrong, not to confront it. And Malcolm spoke in very declarative terms. He talked about the way this country was not a democracy, but a hypocrisy, and he talked about what had been happening to us down south and up south. And he was not shy. He had and he was very, very intimidating. I'm man enough to admit it to a lot of people who are my age who will speak, you know, with love about Malcolm. As though it had always been that way.
So, Paul, he said he's man enough to say I was turned off by him. I didn't like how he talk. You know, he was too blunt and bold. It's the same thing with some people online right now. Some of you all right now. You understand? You all don't understand justice. You all don't understand God justice. Okay, now go to, let me see. Go to Psalms 94. Psalms 94 and 16. And then let me get Isaiah 43 and 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 94 and verse 16.
Let's go.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
So God said, who gonna rise up for him against the evildoers? Who is the evildoers talking about here? Is it Negroes that's in the corner selling drugs? Is it Negroes that going to corner store and stealing? You know, the evildoers here is talking about the people that's evil on this earth. That's who it's first and foremost going into. Read on.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
The workers of iniquity. Who's going to stand up? Okay, because a lot of time people say, oh, you're all a hate group. No, we are standing up against the workers of iniquity. That's what we are doing. We are standing up against evildoers and letting them know you're wrong for the evil that you're doing. You are wrong for robbing and stealing from this country. You are wrong for stealing the Israelites and bringing us here. Okay, you are wrong for the murder. You are wrong for the thieves. You are wrong. You understand? Now, let me show you all some. No. Keep on playing. Keep on playing. Keep on reading. Sorry.
Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence.
Go. If the Lord, oh, guess what? You would have been quiet if the Lord didn't wake you up, if he wasn't your help. Okay, next scripture.
Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord.
So we are God's witnesses. Y'all understand that? Okay, we are God's witnesses. Okay, a witness does what? Testify. That's what a witness does. Okay, a witness testify. Now go to, finish that off and let me get Isaiah 8 and 16.
Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord.
Read on.
And my servant, whom I have chosen.
And we are God's servants, and he chose us. Y'all understand? We are his witnesses. What does God's witnesses do? Read that for me.
Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 16.
Come on.
Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
So the witnesses, they teach God testimonies and his laws. Y'all understand? That's what God witnesses does. They teach the testimonies and God laws. There's testimonies written in this book for Edom. It's our job to teach them testimonies. Y'all understand? Now, as I said, when a witness, God says we are his witness, right? We as God witnesses, when we testify of the evil that the white man is doing on this earth, does that mean we hate him? That we do not hate him when we testify of the evil, the murder, the murders, the mass murders, the genocide, and all of these things he's doing on the earth. When we testify against him and let him know, yo, you evil and you wicked for what you're doing. You wicked and you evil for what you did when you brought my people here as slaves. And you're going to pay for it. That's not hate. Our people confuse justice with hate. You understand? Because guess what? The Lord is going to bring forth judgment. You understand? God is a righteous God. You're not going to rape and murder and genocide and do all type of evil stuff, and you think God forgot.
That's right.
God did not forget. You will pay for it. You understand? So we, as God witnesses, we are testifying. The courtroom is this whole planet Earth. Yeah. And we are testifying and letting you know that judgment is coming for you. Yeah. And you will pay for the murder. You will pay for the enslavement. You will pay for the rape. Y'all understand? That's not hatred, brothers. That's not hatred. That's what? Justice. You feel what I'm saying? Don't let them get you scared, man. Brothers, you must want justice. You feel what I'm saying? You must want justice. There's laws written in this Bible. And everybody that break these laws, they gonna pay for it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That's what this whole thing is about. Justice. So don't let them people confuse hatred with justice. go.
First Maccabees 2:37. First Maccabees 2:37. Here's an example.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, and verse 37.
Let's go!
But said, let us die all in our innocency.
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 Watch.
Heaven and earth shall...
Hold on. Heaven and earth for what?
Heaven and earth shall testify for us.
Shall testify for us. Watch.
That ye put us to death wrongfully.
That's what the white man was doing. Mm-hmm. Back then. It says heaven and earth will testify for us. Mm-hmm. That you kill us, what? Innocently. You put us to death wrongfully. The KKK put us to death wrongfully. The British cavalry put us to death wrongfully. The French, the Spanish, the Dutch. the English, mm-hmm. the scriptures say that the earth and heaven will testify for us. So it's the same thing.
Yep. So yo, go to 2 Maccabees 7 and 18.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the Greeks and the Romans.
Yep.
Put us to death wrongfully.
2 Maccabees 7 and 17.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 7 and verse 17. But abide a while, and behold his great power.
So you're going to see God's great power. Read on.
How he will torment thee and thy seed.
So how are we going to do what?
How he will torment thee.
Are we going to torment Antiochus? That's the Greeks. Say, wait a little while, and you're going to see God's power. And he's going to torment you. And what?
And thy seed.
And your seed. Y'all understand? Read on.
After him also, they brought the sixth.
Uh-huh.
Who being ready to die said.
His seed is going into what? Your descendants. His descendants. Read on.
Be not deceived without cause.
Uh-huh.
For we suffer these things for ourselves. Having sinned against our God.
The only reason the white man was able to enslave us and bring us over here as slaves and all these bad things happened to us is not because the white man was so powerful. I hope you all understand that. It's because we sin against God. Read on.
Therefore, marvelous things are done unto us.
That's why all these things done unto us. Read on.
But think not thou that takest in hand to strive against God.
Read on.
That thou shalt escape unpunished.
Don't think the white man going unpunished, man. A lot of you all talk about forget about slavery, forget about the colonization, forget about the rape, forget about the murder. God says you ain't going to go unpunished. Now, you know how a lot of white people be turning around and say, well, that was my forefathers. I wasn't there in slavery. I didn't do that to you. You know what I mean? You know the white guilt? Some of them got the white guilt and some of them just arrogant with it. They say, yo, I don't care about that. That was in the past. Get over it. You all feel what I'm saying? But let me show you all some. Go to Matthew 23 and 29. Let me show you all some. Get that and read that for me.
The book of Matthew, chapter 23 and verse 29. Let's
and go. From there, let me get Ezekiel 39 and 9. 35 and 9.
Matthew 23, verse 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets.
So you build the tombs of the prophets, read on.
And garnish the sepulchres of the righteous.
Uh-huh.
And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers.
So this is what the Pharisees used to say. The same thing these white people saying today. They say, if we was a wrong, we wasn't a wrong back then. And if we was a wrong, we wouldn't take part in slavery. It's the same chain of thought. Read on.
If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.
We wouldn't kill the prophets. Okay, read on.
Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves.
The Lord said, why are you witnesses unto yourself? Read on.
That ye are the children of them which killed the prophet.
That's the same thing for these so-called white people that said, we was not there. We didn't do that. Guess what? You are the children of them that enslave us. Read that again.
Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves.
How are you witnessing to yourself? Read on.
That ye are the children of them which killed the prophets.
Remember what we read in in 2 Maccabees. It says, you and your seed is not going, meaning your descendants is not going to go unpunished. So the judgment wasn't just for Antiochus, but for his descendants, his race, his people. You all understand? Read it again.
And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.
Read on.
Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves.
Read on.
That ye are the children of them which killed the prophets.
You are the children of them that killed the prophets. Why? Because white people benefit from slavery. If you say, oh, that wasn't me and so forth, the judgment, or you was righteous. If they was righteous, what would they do? This land, they will give it back to who?
Right.
The North American Indians. Y'all understand? If they were about righteousness, they're going to say, you know what? We was wrong. Or my fathers was wrong. Y'all take back this land. All the murder, you know what? Black people, here is reparations. You know, we're going to put you all back in the land of Israel. Yo, we sorry for what we did. Because they got the records where they know who we really are. You understand? So they ain't sorry for nothing. Because they are benefiting from the murder, the rape, and all the thefts that their fathers committed. They benefiting from it. But read on.
Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents.
Read that again. Read it again.
Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers.
That same measure, the same wickedness your fathers do, you gonna do it, you evil bastards. The same wickedness your fathers do, you gonna do it. Guess what? It's the same thing with these white people in America. They keep saying we wasn't there in slavery and so forth. But when you check it, the same laws, the same things that the white people was doing, guess what? Their grandparents was doing, they doing the same thing today. They said, I don't want you niggas voting no more. They say they changing a lot of laws upon our people. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to touch on any of that today, but keep on. No, all right, done with that. We're done with that. No, our job as witnesses is to what? 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. Get that and read that for me. And then let me get 2 Corinthians 2 and 15.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed.
So our job is to do what? It's to reveal the wicked. Y'all understand? How does we reveal him? Because we are God, what? Witnesses. And we are what? Testifying. So when we testify, we are revealing this man is what? He is wicked. Y'all understand? He is the wicked, the murderer, the thief that the Bible speak of. Okay, that's our job. And when we do that, he says what? He says, oh, you a hate group. Oh, you hate me. You know, don't confuse justice and judgment with hatred. We do not hate you. You understand? We're bringing forth righteous judgment and justice. We are talking about justice for the evil that you have done on the earth. It's not hatred. Don't let them get you with that foolishness. Oh, you hate me because you talk about the evil stuff that they're doing. No. So check this. Read it again, man.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
So it's two things happening there. The Lord going to reveal him with the spirit of his mouth, and going to destroy him with the brightness of his coming. The spirit of the Lord's mouth is us, the witnesses, on the street testifying. Out there testifying against these wicked people. You all understand? Okay? From there.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 15. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ.
Uh-huh. So unto God we are a sweet savor of Christ. Read on.
In them that are saved and in them that perish.
And in them that perish. Read on.
To the one we are a savor of death unto death.
So to the white man, when they hear the teachings, when they smell us and hear our teaching, we are a savor of what?
Of death unto death.
Of what?
Death unto death.
Yo, I'm telling you, they smell death. Because we are not teaching salvation for them. We are teaching judgment, justice, and death for them. Like what that scripture I done read early on. They're going to be gone from the earth. You feel what I'm saying? Okay? For that's their judgment for all the evil that they have done. Now, the gospel. No, keep on reading. Is that it? 16?
And to the other, the savor of life unto life.
Some people hear this gospel. We are the Israelites. What? Christ coming to redeem us out of slavery, and they happy as hell. Some people hear the gospel, and they say, damn, that mean I'm going, yo, you know, I'm getting put to debt. It's the scent of debt. So that's why they don't want to hear our teaching. That's why we going to be hated. That's why they call us a hate group. And everybody asking us, do you hate white people? No, we don't. You understand? We are bringing forth God righteous judgment. We are speaking God laws and judgment. Y'all understand? We are prophesying against all the evil that they are doing on this earth. No. Next scripture. Isaiah 61 and 1. Isaiah 61 and 1.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and verse 1.
Let's go.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me,
uh-huh,
because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
To bind the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted is talking about our people. We are the one brokenhearted. You understand? This is the gospel. The gospel is to bind up the brokenhearted. Read on.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
To proclaim liberty to the captives. Who is the captives? The captives is the slaves here in America. You understand? We are proclaiming liberty to you all, letting you all know the Lord is coming to deliver you all. That is the gospel.
That's
guess what?
Right.
It's a savor of death for some people. You understand? Okay, so you're telling me these black people is the Israelites. That mean what? That mean judgment coming for me. That mean I'm going to die. That mean Christ is a black man. That mean, damn, I kill Christ's people. White people could put it together very quick. If Christ is black, then me and my people hate Christ and his people. Keep on reading.
To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Read on.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance.
And the day of what?
Of vengeance.
The day of the Lord vengeance. Y'all understand? That goes back to Romans 16. He says, judgment belong unto the Lord. He says, yeah, Romans 12. He says, wait up. He said, don't avenge nobody, but wait on me, because the Lord said, vengeance belong to me. Y'all understand? The day of the Lord vengeance, the day when the Lord going to come and bring vengeance on the white man for all the evil that he have done on this earth. Y'all understand? Now, from there, they keep saying we hate white people, but read Ezekiel 35 and 9. Ezekiel 35 and 9. You hate white people. You hate white people. I'm going to show you all some. Ezekiel 35 and 9.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35 and verse 9.
Come on!
I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy cities shall not return.
Okay, hold on. Something I did wrong there. Ezekiel 35 and 9. Sorry. Oh, 5:5:5.
Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 5. Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred.
Because thou had what?
A perpetual hatred.
The white man had a perpetual hatred. Read on.
And has shed the blood of the children of Israel.
And the white man have shed the blood of the children of Israel. So he have a perpetual hatred towards us. You all keep asking us if we hate white people. Matter of fact, our people love the white man. That's why you all worship a God, his God. That's why you all blonde, you all hair, you all put, right, you all look at the hair that you all wear. Look at the package. It says 100% European hair. And I know, because I used to see my wife, she used to buy it back in the days. It says 100% European here, 1B or 2B or some crap like that. You feel what I'm saying? You understand? So read on.
Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred.
Because the white man hate us. We don't hate him. Look at the things he's doing to this day. We didn't lynch. We ain't did all them things to him. He did them things to us. Then turn around and asking us, why you hate me? You racist, you teaching hate. He's the one that murdered and killed and did all these things. Then he turned around and said, we teaching hate. Y'all understand? Because we saying God going to judge him for what he did. Because we letting him know you was wrong for what you are wrong for what you did. You understand? Because we letting him know you the wicked of the earth. Read on.
And I shed the blood of the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
By the force of the sword.
By the force of the sword. Read on.
In the time of the calamity.
In the time of their calamity. Read on.
In the time that their iniquity had an end.
So in the time when our iniquity had an end, they had supposed to leave us alone. That's after they said that let us go into slavery. But no. They set up Jim Crow. They set up the KKK. And they keep oppressing us even till this day. Last week there was a march in Montgomery. We shall overcome. I thought the civil rights is over and we got the rights. They still marching till this day. Because the white man is taking it. F you all niggas, man. You know what I mean? Now, let me get that because of the envy and the jealousy. I think it's 35. Is it Isaiah? I thought that was it. Is it 11? Okay. Read on.
Verse 11. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger.
God says, I will do to you according to your anger. Read on.
And according to thine envy.
And according to your envy. The white man envious. They envy our nice dark chocolate skin. You feel what I'm saying? Our beautiful lips. You understand? They envy our sisters, they curvy shapes. This you feel what I'm saying? Our kinky hair. They envy us. Don't think white people envy black people. This is what God is saying. God said that they envy us. They envy because God chose us.
Here's a video of these Edomites seven to sit down with these sisters. And he's asked, and he said to them, he said, I'll give you, he said, 100,000 for your menstrual blood and for your eggs.
What?
And the women were looking very uncomfortable. And he said, you black people have a genetic superiority that you don't, basically he said you don't understand it. That you guys have a genetic superiority or advantage pretty much on the earth. And we desire to cultivate it. They also have it where they're trying to cultivate melanin, and melanin, they have certain forms of melanin, which they obviously extract from us. I think there's about, last month, a few kids were snatched up and taken, but somewhere down south, a bunch of young black kids are being snatched up, and that's it right there, that's the video right there, what he's asking them for, what he asked them, he says it in here somewhere. I don't want to watch the whole thing, it's too long, but in that video, he says to them, that basically, I would like to have your menstrual blood or your eggs or whatever you need, pretty much, if you provide and so forth, because you guys are genetically superior. And that's the envy he's talking about, because God took from them what he let us keep. Now, in our lower state, we're still stronger than them physically. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's the envy there, too.
Yep. So these people, because of the what? Read it again.
According to thine envy.
According to their envy, read on.
Which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them.
So what I want, God says the white man envious and he hates us. Don't ask me if we hate white. No, we don't hate white people. Did we kidnap them and bring them over here? Did we set up Jim Crow against them? Was we raping them? Do we set up laws that could hurt them, could stop them from living in a certain area and so forth? We have no power. Listen, God says that they envy us and they hate us. So don't let people come to you talking about, when you talk about justice, they talking about, oh, you hate white people because you talk about what they did to us in slavery and you talk about God is going to judge them for what they did. Don't let people come and tell you, you hate white people. No, we don't hate you. You understand? When we speak in the oracle of God. We speak in the word of God. There's laws written for a thief. There's laws written for a murderer. You all understand? Okay, that's what we're teaching. Okay, so from there, where am I?
And I will make myself known among them.
And God says, I'm going to make myself known amongst you, Israelites. Read on.
When I have judged thee.
When God judged Esau. Y'all understand? Because Esau think God dealing with him. God said, I'm going to make myself known amongst my true Israelites. When I judge you, because you envy them and you hate them. So don't tell me about white, but we hate white people. White people hate us.
Right.
Read on.
And thou shalt know that I am the Lord.
And you're going to know that he's the Lord. Read on.
And I have heard all thy blasphemies.
I heard you calling yourself a Jew. I heard you calling yourself my people. You saying that you are me, you are the Christ. Read on.
Which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel.
You spoken against my people. Read on.
Saying, they are laid desolate.
They are laid desolate. Read on.
They are given to consume.
Read on.
Thus, with your mouth, ye have boasted against me.
God, so when you speak against us, you speak against our God. Y'all understand? When the white man talk crap against us, he talk crap against our God, man. So God said, you were talking crap against my people. You was boasting and talking, oh, they are here to be con. But guess what? You were speaking against me. Mm. I took that personal. Mm. You understand? Keep on reading.
And have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them.
So God hear every evil thing every one of these Christians is saying. Every one of these white people, Trump, all of them, all that wickedness they saying against us, God hears it. When they call themselves a Jew and they are not, God hears it. Keep on reading.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Thus says the Lord God.
When the whole earth rejoices.
When the whole earth gonna rejoice, what gonna happen to white people?
I will make thee desolate.
White people gonna be made desolate. Y'all understand? You don't know. They gonna be made desolate. Keep reading.
As thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel.
When they took us as slaves, they rejoiced. They made merry. They celebrate a holiday and call it Christmas. Thanksgiving. Read on.
Because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea.
So they're going to become dead. The Lord going to destroy them. That's the judgment. No, they hear that and they get upset. They hear that and they, oh, you a hate group. You hate it. Yo, keep praying. Keep playing.
Even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. They shall know that I am the Lord. You know, I like when the Lord do that. I like, that's the Lord catchphrase. Every time he making his point, he always say in the end, and they shall know that I am the Lord. You know what I mean? No, let's play some of them videos here real quick. I ain't gonna go too long again. I'm gonna just touch on one, two more stuff. Let's go. Let's touch on where the last video I play. Okay, the next one. Yeah, get that, play that, and then the next one, let's keep going on.
Guilt complex of the American white man. I don't advocate any kind of hate.
There's a lot of talk that sounds very much like it.
No, I think that the guilt complex of
so
the American...
So that's it, the guilt complex. The white man got a guilt complex. A lot of them, they know the evil crap they did. And they got a guilt complex. So when we talk about anything evil he does, he said, oh, he pointed the finger. You hate me. You teaching hate. Keep playing.
White man is so profound. Until when you begin to analyze the real condition of the black man in America, instead of the American white man eliminating the causes that create that condition, he tries to cover it up by accusing his accusers of teaching hate. But actually, they're just exposing him for being responsible for what exists.
Well, that's something of an argument, but I've heard speeches made by some of the people of your group. I think I've heard you make speeches. It seemed to me that you were advocating what I would have to describe, I think, as violence to meet the serious injuries that have been done your people, with which I totally agree.
I don't call that violence. I don't in any way encourage black people.